Andy in Westminster, you're next.
John, about a month ago, you had test driven a Kia and something else. And I was just wondering, what was that other car, Kia and...
Let me see if I can go back in my notes and find which... Do you remember how long ago that happened to have been by chance, Andy?
I'm saying about a month ago. A month ago or better.
Let me look and see. There was a Mercedes we drove. There was a... Going back here, looking at my notes here. Give me 1 second.
Was it a Mazda?
Yep. We drove a Mazda as well. I'm looking. Give me a second here. It takes me a little bit to roll through these. It was equal to a Kia.
Yeah, another cheap, inexpensive vehicle.
I suppose Hyundai would be one of the one, too.
Hyundai.
We drove a Lexus IS, a Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid. That's been right at over a month ago. I'm going back into September now. And
Hyundai is the car I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Hyundai and Kia.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember what you said about them, but you were impressed with both of them. What I wanted to ask you, how would you compare them with a Subaru?
Two different, completely different cars. That's one of those where that one, that's easy. If you're looking at a Subaru versus a lot of other vehicles on the road, number one, and I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me on this, but I'm going to say it anyways. There's really nothing that compares to a Subaru. It really is in a class of its own, and let me explain when I say that. Subaru uses a boxer engine. They were one of the first ones to have an all-wheel drive component in that configuration, where you look at a small car, all-wheel drive, they keep the center of gravity very low. Nobody yet, Andy, has done exactly what Subaru does in that regard. Nobody else uses a boxer engine, by the way, which means it's a flat engine, so that's a flat opposed either four- or six-cylinder engine, most of them now being a four-cylinder engine. Reality, Andy, is no one does what Subaru does in the way they do it. So it really, in my opinion, is, and Steve can, you know, chime in.
Subarus. Yeah. I would take a Subaru over any one of those cars, to be honest.
It's a great car.
I mean, but there's inherent problems with every car, and Subaru has its things. So, you may deal a little bit more with the oil leaks. We deal a lot more with oil leaks on
Subaru. And that has to do with that flat plane engine, Andy.
But they're very nice. They're very comfortable. Yep. And they're relatively simple to work on for
us. So, again, I have to be careful when I say that, because it's not that I put Subaru above anyone else or below anyone else. They're just in a class by themselves. A lot of other people have tried to compete with what Subaru has, but when it comes to center of gravity, lowness, what it will even do off-road and so on, Andy, really, it's in a class by itself.
John, what makes that that front-wheel drive... I don't know what they call that, or all-wheel drive, but the front end differential or whatever makes it stand out as far as slippery roads, muddy roads, or whatever.
Well, and that's where Subaru, I believe, not that others don't compete well, because nowadays with the viscous couplings and the way they can control. With ABS, even what each wheel is doing, Andy, every vehicle's gotten better when it comes to those capabilities. But again, Subaru uses, it's essentially a front wheel drive with a transaxle that sends power to the rear as needed. Although a Subaru is a true all wheel drive, it does have the ability to, again, through the ways I just mentioned a moment ago, to transfer power accordingly. And because of its center of gravity and the way they handle things, you do end up with better traction with a Subaru than you do some of the other like brands.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Good. Yes, it does.
And again, it's not that I'm promoting Subaru any way, shape, or form. As Steve said, each one of them has their pros and their cons. The one downside to a Subaru, and I'll just say it straight up, their fuel economy is not as well as what some of the other manufacturers that it competes with are, Andy, because, again, that boxer engine just isn't as efficient as some of the other engines in that same classification of vehicle. They just don't do as well economically speaking.
I did not know that.
They're not as well on the fuel economy.
That's very interesting.
Most Subarus, you're lucky to get out of the low 20s.
Okay.
There's SUVs that do as well as a Subaru, Andy.
Yeah, my truck gets low 20s.
Yeah, and again, not a knock at Subaru. It's just everybody needs to know that going into them.
Okay.
All right. As usual, I appreciate you.
No, you're very well. But great questions, Andy. By the way, thank you. That's a great question. Yes, we drive a lot of vehicles typically. Well, not typically. All the vehicles that we have test driven are on the website. You can either go to RushToReason.com, our daily program, or Drive-Radio.com. Either way, links up to a system we've got where producer Ann takes all of those reviews that we talk about. She catalogs them. You can find all of them there. And we have not driven, frankly, a Subaru in probably... Oh, we drove a Crosstrek not that long ago, but that's about the only Subaru we've driven probably in the last year, so we don't get a lot of them. Now, also real quick on Subarus. Vermont, number one for Subaru sales. Colorado, number two for Subaru sales. So you see a lot of them here because we are the second largest market, and Boulder, the city, being one of the largest markets, period. You see a lot of them here. I will tell you, you go to other parts of the country, and you don't see as many Subarus. It is not as large of a brand nationwide as probably we think, because we see so many of them here. We think it's a big brand, kind of like Toyota Tundra trucks. There's a lot of Tundras sold in our marketplace, but nationwide, there isn't. So it's another one where we sort of get skewed thinking they're everywhere, but frankly, they're not.
And that's for our unique climate.
Correct.
With our mountains and our snow and stuff, because Subarus are wonderful for
they work
what they
perfect
do.
For what we use them for here. And that's why there's a lot of them. So, Mark and Wiggins, you're next.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Mark.
I'm calling at 11 o'clock on the 11th of November.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
All the veterans, happy Veterans Day, and happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, as I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
Thank you, Mark.
But anyway, I will vouch for Subaru because we have two of them. And we love them. We have the WRX and the Subaru Ascent. I've had an STI. It's more of a race car than a regular car.
Right. Okay, really quick, though, but with everything I said Subaru-wise, was I pretty accurate?
I would say so, yeah. It doesn't get the best of mileage, but I don't care. I like the way the car handles, looks, feels, drives, and the safety rating
there
is
you go.
Top notch. They mean safety. They don't, you know, beat around the bush. We used to have a 2001 Outback years ago that the seatbelt was having a problem. And I took it to the dealer in Greeley and I told them about it. And they warrantied a vehicle that was over 20 years old. They fixed that seatbelt no problem. So that really comforted me as far as a vehicle and a brand that stands with high safety.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at RushToReason.com or Drive-Radio.com.